For their works follow them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the monthly Requiem Mass for our Purgatorial Society. And when we think about our dear departed friends and family members, we should think that they have started their journey back to their homeland. You see, children, God is like a loving father, and he is also a father in the way that he rewards you if you are good, and he punishes you if you are bad. You belong to your heavenly Father, and you should wait your chance to be reunited with him in your true home in heaven, because your Father is waiting for you there. And when you finally die, it is like a homecoming for the faithful soul who is now released from this temporal homeland of his into his eternal homeland in heaven. Tomorrow is also Veterans Day, when we remember especially all those who have fallen when defending our homeland. And there was once a Scottish comedian named Harry Lauder who lost his son, his only son named John, in the First World War. He was, of course, very sad of being now deprived of the company of his dear son, and he also had the further sadness that the son had to be buried abroad in France, where he fell, because he couldn't be shipped back to his homeland. But Harry Lauder used to say of his deceased son that, "I own a bit of France because I have a boy buried there." So, dear children, we grieve our own dear departed ones, but we have a great consolation that God, our Father, has judged them well and correctly. We wait for their resurrection into their true home in heaven, in paradise. And in this way, we already see a little piece of heaven on earth when we look at our current living family members and friends, who all belong to the same Church of Christ and who received the sacraments, God's channels in distributing grace on earth. You, children, you are members of Christ's body, the Catholic Church, and you truly form already a little piece of heaven on earth. So when you wait the chance of being united to your heavenly Father and returning home to your heavenly home country, remember to make good use of all that time which you spend here on earth. Remember always to act well, and your heavenly Father will reward you well and plentifully. And remember always to avoid sin, so that your heavenly Father would never have to be punish you in his good mercy and in his justice. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.